Welcome back to the JX. I'm Mike Green. I'm excited to welcome into the studio Dr. Alex Gonzalez. He teaches courses in music at Southern Oregon University, where he is the director of bands for SOU. Dr. Gonzalez is also the new artistic director for the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band. Welcome, Dr. Gonzalez.
Hey there. Nice to meet you.
Well, before we get into all this latest exciting activity of your new role, let's start by learning a little bit about you. Briefly, take us back to your childhood and your inspiration that got you onto this music career.
Yeah, I had a pretty normal life growing up. I come from a family of non-musicians. That's a little bit of a lie. There's some like family lore. We have some Russian heritage, and there might have been a conductor in the past who was a phenom from a very young age who disappeared from like governmental reasons.
Oh, wow.
These are all in the sense of spooky season being upon us. My great-grandmother was a pianist for silent films. And so we were speaking about improv.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Did you just say that she played the piano for silent films?
Yeah. So as the story goes, and this is passed down from my grandmother and my mother, but the only remnant that they had was a book, and it was like a book of musical character studies. So one page would read angry and one page would read sad. And then it was her responsibility to fuse that in a kind of fantastical way, in the correct keys to make it all make sense, which is, I can't even think about the kind of gymnastics that are required, both mental and physical, to make something like that
happen. She's expressing emotion through music.
Yeah, and the visual intake that's coming in. I mean, it's very similar to how we all take in opera or musicals. It's the gestalt of it all.
It's how they score movies today.
Yeah, exactly. I think John Williams famously, at least the later part of his career, only did piano scores and then would then throw the instrumentation out. But all of the material was just so immediately noticeable that the orchestrators could accomplish it. And I think she was doing that in those silent films too.
And how did that affect you?
Well, I didn't come to this information until my musical journey began, which was very simple. I joined band in middle school to meet a young lady. And while that might have worked out for a few years, the musical career that that gift has given me has been a nice one. So I went to college for music education, and then I've taught in a bunch of states, Florida, Colorado, Ohio, Wisconsin, and now here in Oregon. But I also have two more degrees, and they're both in conducting.
Okay. So you've studied music all your life.
Yeah. This is a passion. It's my job, and I love every moment of it.
So talk about your role as director of bands at SOU.
Yeah, so there I oversee the two current bands that we have, which is the Wind Ensemble, which for your listeners, if you're thinking of a symphony orchestra, it is that minus the strings and then just a few other instruments. My lovely instrument, the euphonium, is not included in the symphony orchestra, but it does make an appearance in the band world. And saxophones would be the other addition.
Well, I love the sax, but I'm not familiar with what?
The euphonium, which my tagline is, it's a baby tuba. If you think of a tuba just brought down by about half size or a third size, and it is the sweetest, as the name implies, sound of all of the instruments, but I'm not biased or anything.
You're kidding me. It's not. I've never seen it. I don't think I've ever seen a euphonium. It's not in a marching band, is it?
Marching bands do have them. So this was my life before I got here. The last 4 years, I was at the University of Wisconsin-Madison as the assistant director of bands. Mm-hmm. A lot of that was athletic bands. And so you will see these front-facing, we call them baritones in the marching band world. Effectively, it's the same instruments, slightly different make.
Okay. And so what steps led to you becoming the artistic director of the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band?
Yeah. After my appointment here at SOU, there was a sudden opening for the artistic director position with RVSB, and it was the most serendipitous of all moments. I had just moved to Ashland. I think I had done maybe one concert with the Ashland City Band run by Don Bigler. And then this position became available. I interviewed with the board of directors, and it was quite simpatico. So they elected to hire me.
Okay, now, this may sound silly, but what's the difference between a band and a symphonic band?
Yeah, oh, this is we're going to geek out here for a second.
All right.
So this all comes in through American band traditions. There's a wealth of European, but if we think about the American band tradition starting in the 1920s, they were often just replicating orchestral pieces in transcription. So orchestral pieces like Wagner, Mozart, Beethoven, without the strings. And this is where we get the symphonic nature of it, a large congregation of instruments. Later on, certain band directors of notable merits around this country decided that that sound was a little too thick for the general audience. It can be a pretty large volume if you congregate with 80 wind musicians and percussionists. So paring it down to just one musician on a single part turned the symphonic band into the wind ensemble. So these are slight variations, all we call wind bands. So symphonic implies a slightly larger group. And if you attend any of our concerts, you're going to see anywhere from 60 to potentially 80 musicians on stage.
So what's interesting is that this morning, as I was preparing for this show, I was listening because you have some of your the symphonic band performances online.
Yeah.
You can just go there and listen to them. It was awesome. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, if you go to our website, the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band.org, without the just Rogue Valley, and you'll find a media tab, and it will supply all of the backlog concerts that have been accomplished in the last several years, and they are quite stunning.
So you're preparing for some upcoming performances and the start of a new season.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that you like to get the audience interactive and engaged with the music. How do you do that?
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of ways that the audience will experience that at our first concert, which is this Sunday at 3 p.m. at Oakdale Middle School. But we're calling it Phantom Fantastique. The first half of the concert is modeled after Hector Berlioz's Symphony Fantastique. So in conjunction with the individual pieces that all happen in the first part of the program, there is also a ghost story that I have written called Geo's Silent Strings that will be displayed on either side of the band that the children in the audience, but also the adults in the audience, can read and feel the aesthetic nature of the music impacting the ghost story. And it actually does, for your fans that have heard Symphony Fantastique, it almost perfectly mirrors that entire plot line.
That is very cool. And it's where is this going to take place?
This is at Oakdale Middle School in Medford.
What time and what date?
3 p.m. and it's this Sunday, the 20th.
Okay. And so this is for kids too.
Yeah. Oh, and we have really, one of our biggest principal aims, a mission statement, if you will, is to keep music alive forever. And this is past high school. This is past college. The musicians that they'll see on stage are professionals, retired professionals, and amateurs. We want children to see what is possible to be a lifelong lover and learner of music. So if kids come to this concert in costume, they get in for free. And they might see some of the musicians on stage in kind.
That's very funny. I brought my kids to a recital at the music hall, and the one thing that, I mean, they loved it. The one thing they wanted to do was to get on stage and touch the instruments.
Yeah.
Is that an opportunity? Is there an opportunity for the kids to, you know, be tactile, to actually touch or engage with the musicians at all?
Yeah. So in two ways. One, at this concert, I can't say that they're going to be allowed to touch any of the flutes or bassoons or clarinets. But for the students that are children that show up in costume, we're going to have a costume parade at the intermission where they get to be on stage. And so they'll feel the energy just being surrounded by that many musicians. In the spring, we have an initiative to work with middle schoolers. And so in that initiative, we're going to be sending out members of our ensemble to the public schools, help educate them on music that they would eventually perform with us, the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band, on one of our concerts. So that's another way that they can feel what a musician is like in adulthood.
So what would you recommend? My kids are taking piano lessons, and one likes it, the other one not so much. What would you recommend to inspire kids toward music?
I don't know if I'm the right person to answer this, as I also quit piano early on, and it's one of my largest regrets now that I'm like in my adulthood trying to measly bring it back. I think one of the things that sparked me, at least early on, is just being allowed to explore the music that interests me first. So if your child has any kind of music that they can take in, incorporating that into the lessons is that spark that will then bring them into the world of Bach and Mozart and Beethoven and everyone.
Excellent. My guest was Dr. Alex Gonzalez. I really appreciate you being here today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike.
He teaches music courses at Southern Oregon University, where he is the director of bands for SOU. Dr. Gonzalez is also the new artistic director for the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band.